come to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 847-475-1590. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
All right, there we go. Good morning, Chicago. I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is on the air. This is where we discuss all your home improvement issues, from foundation leaks to roof repairs. Do you have a problem with your house and don't know what to do? You can give us a call, 847-475-1590. Maybe you need to know how to install a tile floor, repair a plumbing problem, replace a switch or an outlet. Give us a call, 847-475-1590. That number again, 847-475-1590. We've got open phones right now, so get your questions in. In the first hour, we've got the Mighty House Tip of the Week with Rich Cowgill. In the second hour, we'll be talking with Aaron and Igor from the Mr. Floor. And in the third hour, of course, what everybody sticks around for is Clutter Clarity with Robbie Earhart and your phone calls the entire 3 hours. And we have a special guest sitting in right now. That's all I have to do
good
now, Sherry.
Morning.
Did you see that?
That's it.
Wow. I just have to push that one button.
That's it.
Hardly
good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
Morning, Robbie.
Good morning.
So the whole gang is here. We got everybody dialed in, and Sherry is sitting in for Robbie, but Robbie's been connecting up good, so there's going to be four of us.
Well.
Cool, because I was going to say, my work here is done.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, go back to bed. But, you know, when Ron told me that you were filling in, I'm like, why do I need to call in? I'm on vacation.
Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, keep talking, Sherry.
Oh, exactly. Okay.
Tell us about where you're from and all that stuff so we can dial it in
a
little better.
Well, I'm from Crawford Supply.
Okay.
We sell plumbing, anything that water goes through, you know, from some pumps and big pipes underground to the pretty fixtures.
She's dropping out. Can you turn her up?
Yeah, I know. Well, that's
dropping out.
You got to stay right in that
well,
mic.
All right.
Try that. Right.
There you go.
Is that better?
Oh, more better.
Oh,
there you
more
go.
Better? Okay.
You got to stay right in it.
Okay.
Okay.
Because normally I talk really loud.
Right.
And I don't want to blow anybody's eardrums out.
No, don't worry about it.
Yeah. And I'm also now officially the chairman of the board for NARI.
So you bring the booze.
Is that what I do?
Yeah. That's.
Ooh, nobody told me that.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what the chairman of the board does. Just ask Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, right. Well, do I have to bring enough for everybody else?
Yes.
Okay.
Not just for
yourself. Ideally.
Sherry, what the heck is NARI?
Well, it's the National Association of the Remodeling Industry.
NARI.
Yeah, NARI. Tomato, tomato.
Although and what does that do? What does that mean for Mighty House listeners?
Oh, well, that's the organization. They're the guys who wear the white hats. Everybody in the group they sign a code of ethics. So if you're looking for somebody who's not going to rip you off and is going to hold your hand and take you through a remodeling project to your satisfaction and in a most comfortable way, then these are the guys you want to call.
Remodeling is going to be painful no matter what.
It is. Yes.
Especially
is.
If you're doing
it. That's not altogether true. I mean, with my clients, used to be very good at it.
Yeah.
You know, and it was never, they were never stressing. It's just how you set expectations.
I was just going to say, it's all about managing expectations. That's really what it is. Because, you know, homeowner has one set of expectations, remodeler has another set of expectations. And if you aren't on the same page, that's when things go wrong.
Right.
So as long as there's an open line of communication.
Right.
You know, so, you know, for homeowners who are looking for somebody to do the job for them, they should really kind of interview a couple people and find somebody who, you know, speaks their language, somebody that they can communicate with.
Right. Exactly.
Well, that's, you know, if you actually read the newsletter, you'd know that's the tip of the week this week, sort of.
Is that really?
Time out. Time.
No, something like that.
Yeah. All right.
My hands up in the air. Time out.
Okay.
Time out. Okay. We're garbled.
We're garbled?
Yeah. People who are
Reddit around garbled?
Golf and Wolf are getting nothing.
Golf and Wolf.
So I just wanted to pass that along to Ben that I don't know if anybody can hear us, but right now it's very
well,
garbled.
Well, no, we covered that last week. As it turns out, the FCC has rules, and regardless of the station's power, they can't crank it up till, legal sunrise?
Correct.
So you may not get a like good signal till after 8 a.m. local.
Right.
Which stinks.
Wow.
So they're working on it. It we'll have to deal with it for a little bit, and that's why we put in, you know, listen on the apps or on TuneIn and so on.
Right. And this summer it'll be going, the station, they're going to up the wattage on the station, so then it's going to go everywhere all the time.
Yeah, and once we get more wattage in the cottage, then we can actually not have these issues.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, you just got to listen on the app or tune in until about 8 o'clock, and then we're getting the south side.
Then you can go mobile.
Then we're hitting the south side pretty strong. So,
we didn't realize that, you know, when we started.
Well, and as summer comes, then the sun's coming up sooner, so then it's not going to be an issue. So that right now, it's
so yeah, I mean, right.
So that's what's
going on.
It is
a strange thing. Well, I mean, I don't know about you. I was shocked when I learned that last week. I had no idea. I thought if you're broadcasting or broadcasting, I didn't know they had to dial it back during the night.
Well, I think the signal travels better at night, so then the stations start stepping on each other.
Why would it travel better at night?
I don't know. There's less commotion. There's less. The sun's rays aren't, who knows what it is. I'm sure if Sonar was here, he could tell us.
If Sonar was here, he could give you a whole explanation.
I keep looking at your face trying to figure out if you're pulling my leg or not.
Yeah, no. No, because the sun puts out some kind of gamma rays that are going to diffuse that, plus the daylight, everything else, radios, other, things are going.
Did you wear boots today?
Yes, I did.
I did too, and I'm really glad I did.
So then that dissipates the signal a little bit. Uh-huh. So that night everything shuts down, and that's more clear, more better, and then the signal goes farther.
Okay.
Because I would agree with Ron. I think that Sonar could explain it well. He was communications and all kinds of crazy stuff in the Navy.
Yeah.
So I'd wait for him next week.
Right. He could probably explain it all if you really wanted to. So. That's what's going on. Are you still there?
Well, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just thought, if we're talking to nobody, we should know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Ben, did you hear what
Robbie
was saying?
Yeah, we need Sonar to explain that one.
Yeah.
That's above my pay grade.
Ben says it's above his pay grade, too, so he can't explain why the signals go better at night, but they do.
Maybe they're attracted by the moon.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you turn on the state, if you get in your car at night and you dial the AM dial, you'll start picking up Dallas and, Denver and New
York.
That's
true. That's true.
Whereas
right.
during the day, you can't do that.
Maybe that's all the explanation I need.
So that's proof that it does do that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Because I remember, even as a kid, it's like, wait, what? Where is this radio station coming from?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that was always cool to sit down at night and start tuning stuff in.
Yeah.
That's geeky stuff, though.
Well, I'm pretty sure you're not going to get any youngins now doing it. So.
Well, no. Now they've got internet and
you don't need
Sirius
to.
Radio. And
You don't need to go down to Radio Shack and buy the radio kit, and then you build your own radio.
Right.
Yes.
And then
you dial in all the crystals and stuff, and you start tuning in Russia and all over the place. Oh, yeah. It'd pick up all kinds of things.
Yeah, nowadays they'd have somebody watching you.
Uh-huh.
He's picking up Russia.
Exactly. that's the way it was for us, back then. But now you don't need that.
No.
You just dial up the internet, and you can bring in any country in the world.
Yep.
Listen to any station in the world now. So that's what we're going for.
Cool.
So, you know what else?
What?
No.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. And for more information, you can check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is @MightyHouse. And you can use the hashtag MightyHouse. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some great Mr. Floor cleaning products. And the drawing will be at the end of the show. And something else I figured out this week, guys? I think we're going to try a Facebook Live in the 8 o'clock hour. I figured out how to do it on my phone from the Mighty House page, which I was having trouble figuring that out. But I think I've got
then
it.
Then you're going to need your own stand that you just boxed up so you can put your phone in it.
No, here's the thing, Rich. I don't do anything in here anymore. I stand
well, no,
here.
No, you still need the camera to go live.
Yeah, so I'll hold it on my phone. I can hold it up and, you know, and as people
well, that
are
was
talking.
My point. You put it on a stand and then you can just, like, you know. You're
yeah. Doing... Well, and I can see Sonar's wiring this place up for cameras in here, too. There's cameras all over the place.
Oh, my gosh, there are.
See? Yeah. He's got them all hidden in the corners and stuff. So as that evolves, too. So it. Yeah, so that's generally what see. Now do you see this?
Yeah.
You see the potential?
I see the potential.
The downside is you can't listen to us at golf and
outside
somewhere.
Of 6 blocks.
Yeah, until 8 o'clock. But then
there's
you know,
an app for that.
There's so. An app for it. Yeah. All right, we'll be back right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is broadcast, brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check him out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts or previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you will have a chance to win some great Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And if you do call in and you'll go on the list, you will get a chance to they'll have a drawing at the end of the show. And then they'll give you a call. And if you go to MrFloor.com, scroll to the bottom, I believe, you'll see all the different cleaning products. Select one. They don't care. You can pick any one you want. And so if you don't say, well, I don't have wood floors, and the cleaners don't work good on my carpet, well, then get some countertop cleaner. So they've got a bunch of different stuff there. It's pretty cool. So, All right. And something else. Trixie, she's
and
on the
then?
Phone now. No, here's the deal. You know what's coming up next month, Rich? It will be 1 year.
February.
Yes. Yes. It'll be 1 year.
You tried to trick me.
Uh-huh. It's 1 year before since we were out at the new house or the old house, new house home show.
Yeah.
And that's back.
So we're not going back?
Nope. Lou's going to be down there this year. So.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lou's going to be there. So we're not going. Trixie, do you want to try and give some tickets away? We can do that? What? Now you're telling me, wait a minute? One minute? Okay.
Oh.
Good. So if you want tickets, here's what Laura gave us tickets, though.
Oh,
so
okay.
We've got tickets to give away. So if you want to go down and go to the show and you want a free pass, you can give us a call. It's 847-475-1590. That's 847-475-1590. And if you, what make it, the fifth caller there, Trixie? Okay, she said the fifth caller. Call up and say, I want those tickets to the Old House, New House Home Show at Pheasant Run, and that is February 10th, 11th, and 12th, I believe. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Which really is an awesome show.
It really is. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's over 300 vendors there.
It's the
and
premier.
Quality vendors, yeah.
Yeah, it's the premier show that you want to go to. There's a bunch of them all over the
yes,
you know, Chicagoland area.
And they're not all the same.
No. they don't measure up
no,
to this one.
No, they don't.
So what's that? Okay. Oh, hey. Oh, Will's on. Okay. I guess I should flip over to that page. Is that what you're telling me there, Ben?
It does so you usually get reminded weekly in the morning.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Oh, well, that's because it's not showing up here, Will. Or Ben.
Ben.
Oh, got it. All right, let's try that. Did you just put them on? Oh, okay. Well, then let's bring them up. Will, are you there?
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Quickie question. Had an interesting little thing this week. Management company for a condo association called me. You know, they're the old townhome kind of condos built in the 70s. And they had the ceiling collapse in one of the units. And I went out there, and basically they were not ventilating the bathrooms out. They were just ventilating them in the attic area.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular homeowner had put a whole bunch, he had somebody come in and blow a whole bunch of cellulose insulation on the ceiling.
Right.
And the contract that they had out there says, oh, this is why, because they just failed the ceiling drywall. They didn't glue and screw. And I'm just wondering if that's a common thing where, you know, you can have the ceiling won't support as much if it's just nailed as opposed to screwed.
Well, the common thing was to do, you know, glue and screws, and ceilings were typically 12 inches on center. But in all honesty, with enough moisture and time, they fall down because the glue only adheres to the paper on the back. The paper releases from the gypsum, and once the screws or nails release, it's not unusual for a 40-year-old house to have the drywall fall down from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not good, but it's not real uncommon.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything you can do to prevent it?
They had a whole bunch of cellulose up there, and they said that it was moist when it fell. But I think partially because that stuff just sucks water up, and they're sticking the water up into the attic area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would just hold a bunch of water, and it would just absorb it. And then now you've got, you know, start putting 5-gallon buckets all over the place up there. They're going to punch their way through the drywall. I don't care if you've got it glued, screwed, or tattooed. It's coming down. It's done.
Plus, there was no vapor barrier to speak of. So.
Right, exactly. So, you know.
That's what paint's for.
Yeah, exactly. You paint it.
It's all we use now.
Yeah.
It's all we use now, paint.
Yeah, so I don't find that surprising at all, especially if it's cellulose, because the paper really holds a lot of moisture, and
it's not, and
once it's wet, it's junk. You gotta get rid of it anyway.
Yeah.
So, fiberglass holds water too, but I don't know that it holds as much. That might be a good test for us someday, Rich, to see what holds more water: fiberglass insulation or cellulose insulation.
Oh, I don't even think you need to test it. I guarantee it's cellulose.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because the fiberglass won't absorb it at all.
Yeah, it just holds it.
Right.
Yeah. Plus, you know what we call blown-in cellulose? We call it mold food.
So. Yeah.
You call it what?
Mold food.
Oh, very nice.
But it's been treated for, it's fire-treated and
it's
it
been treated.
Mold.
That's right.
So.
It's been fire-treated. It hasn't been mold-treated.
It should be. I'll have to look on the package next time we're blowing something.
Mildicide?
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, Will, I've got a big home inspection tomorrow on one of my big houses, and it's that same crew, so I'll be talking to them tomorrow. One of the guys used to train, and I can't remember the name of the company. I apologize. We'll talk about it next week.
Make sure you bring 20s and 50s.
Yeah.
Everything passes with 20s and 20s and 50s.
That's right.
All right, thanks.
That.
Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Will.
Yeah, so if you, and I think the moral of the story there that Will had for us is, if you're bath fans, it's great that you use them, but you have to make sure they're ducted and vented outside.
Yeah, vented somewhere.
And if you're just blowing all that moisture into your attic, you're just creating a mold farm. So you don't want to just do that.
The way we were taught to do it in the 70s, 80s, early 90s, yes.
Right.
We just ran the vents up to the ridge board or a roof vent, and we just strapped it to the rafter.
Yep. Boom, done.
Boom, bad idea.
Yes. Yeah, but at the time, we thought that was the way you did it, you know. So,
right.
You know, the first ones, you just put the fan in, just let it blow in the attic. You didn't even bother with it. And then we thought, well, you know what, let's vent this over so it actually goes outside. So we went over to a vent area, like close to one.
Yeah.
So then it would just blow and maybe go outside, but it never really did. And then all of a sudden, that created problems. So now we've evolved to actually venting up through a soffit, venting them up through the roof, so that they're actually blowing outside. And if you don't do that, you end up with what Will was talking about, where a ceiling collapsed, because there's so much moisture in the attic from the bath fan that it soaked it. And, you know, the problem is up there, there's not a lot of air movement.
Right.
So the moisture that's up there is going to stay there. You know, there's nowhere for it to, you know, dry out.
It's so good that you guys talk about these things, because homeowners don't know this stuff. They have no idea until
exactly.
It's too late.
Are your bath fans vented outside?
They are now. Well, one of them is now.
Yeah. But
the other one needs to be.
Uh-huh. See?
So
and,
I
and
just
your
don't
house
use
was
it.
Built when? In the well, 70s?
69.
69, yeah. So there you go.
See, and the other thing is everybody's like, well, I have a, you know, you could put a fan in your attic and, you know, they think that's going to take care of it all. And that attic fan is great, but most of them are only on a thermostat. Mm-hmm. So it only runs in the summer. In the winter, obviously, the attic's going to be cold. But if you put it on a humidistat as well as a thermostat, it will draw out that excess moisture.
Right.
So it will help. But it's still, the fans need to be vented outside.
Your bath fans need to be vented outside, yes.
Yes.
That is the key. So
I know one of them. The powder room on the first floor is vented outside because I can hear the birds that have built their nests.
You know what you need then is a bigger fan to blow all that stuff out.
You hook up the leaf blower. You go inside. Right. You hook up the leaf blower and then and you just, all of a sudden you just watch everything go flying out the side of the house.
And everything that they, you know, oh, yeah, mothballs. Oh, try this. Oh, try that. And I can't tell you how many new vent covers we've purchased. But
okay.
Yeah.
So you ready?
Yeah.
Here's the trick.
Okay.
Is it the hooded kind? It's got a little hood out and then a little flapper in there?
Yes.
Okay. So then on the edge of that flapper or of the hood,
yeah,
put some screws in the edge, or you can drill a hole in there and then tie some string, some fishing line,
yeah,
or even regular string, and then tie about 2 foot lengths of it with a washer on the bottom.
Yeah.
And put 4 or 5 of those across the face of that. The birds won't go near it.
Why?
Because they see the line and they'll think they're going to get caught in it and they'll go away.
Really?
Yep.
Yep.
Well, 22 years later, I might be
able
to fix it.
Outdoor restaurant down here. Boom, done.
Huh.
Yeah. So what was that about with the outside restaurants, Rich?
I said every outdoor restaurant down here, that's how you surround the patio, is with fishing string and washers.
Uh-huh. See?
And it works.
And people think it's just a nautical theme down there.
Right. Yeah. It's fishing line, right. Yeah, or netting or whatever. Do you have that
you
there, Robbie? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I love the Florida style, the decorating style. Everything is, you know, blues and palm trees and light and airy. And trying to do it in Chicago would just be awful. I mean, it just wouldn't look right. But here, this is what I want. I want this style. I love the style.
Mm-hmm.
It's just beautiful.
It's the
right,
coastal.
Rich?
Yes, coastal.
And
then we have coastal
says,
transitional now is the big one.
Ooh,
it's going
what's
coastal
that?
towards modern. So you're getting more integrated everything, but still using the a lot of white on white, but then pops up.
Oh, color. Yes. White on
so
white.
Is gray big down there, too?
It's fading, thank God.
Yay! Woo!
Last year it was huge.
It's not going
it was
anywhere
still
here.
Huge last year. Yeah.
Because
it
matches the skies around here, so let's paint the walls the same color.
Right.
You know, everything is, life is better at the beach, and seize the day, S-E-A-S, seize the day.
Clever.
And seashells everywhere. I mean, everybody collects seashells in beautiful little jars. It just wouldn't look the same in Chicago.
Oh, no.
You don't? Okay.
No.
It just wouldn't look the same.
It's just like that picture you sent me yesterday that you weren't, you probably weren't going to show up this morning because you were going to be out at the beach or on a boat somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's Florida. It's
the take that picture and frame that picture, and that's what everybody has in their home.
Oh. That's it. All right. Hey, we'll be back right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House. This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize that. Pressure man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And, of course, you can use the hashtag Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some great Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And the drawing will be at the end of the show. So that's how that works.
I can't wait.
You can't wait?
Yeah.
And, you know,
it's good because you're probably going to be the one doing the drone.
Yay.
And Aaron and Igor are going to be in the next hour. They're going to talk about this new floor. You should see this floor they put
beautiful.
In. It's pretty cool.
Is it on the bottom?
Yeah, it is on the bottom. It's like on the bottom of the studio all over the place.
It's crazy how that works.
I know. That's why you always hire the best realtors. Uh-huh. Look, low floors, high ceilings.
It's perfect. So, nope, it looks like a wide plank.
LVP.
Yeah.
I know. I can't wait. I can talk to them about this.
Oh, no, you're going to now. Huh?
Yeah.
Excellent. That's cool.
Well, she was a flooring expert before she went into
plumbing. That's right, before I was a plumbing and cabinetry expert.
And now?
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 Now.
Just, do you bring that flooring expertise into your... Into your plumbing?
Yeah.
Occasionally?
Occasionally. Flooring, backsplashes. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. What, did you see the kitchen I posted on Facebook? I put it up on Twitter also. The new kitchen design that we need to start working on? You didn't see that one, Rich?
I didn't.
Robbie?
Oh, that awful one.
We could have put that in
your kitchen. Oh, yeah, I saw it, yeah.
We could have put that in your kitchen. We should have seen that picture a little sooner.
It was cluttered. It was ugly. It was dysfunctional.
No.
What was the point? I don't know what the point was.
To put the Jeep in there?
Yeah.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Because it looks cool. I get it.
Uh-huh.
I think that's just as dumb as hell, but for a kitchen. If it was a man cave or his bar, I would get it.
Yeah, like if it was in the basement.
You know, but that literally looks like their kitchen.
It
and
is.
I could just see the missus walking in going, yeah.
What the
hell? You know what, though? She might like it.
She might
if they weren't able to fix the Camaro,
right?
I might have cut it in half and made my kitchen with it.
Okay.
Well, you know, I kind of get that. I mean, I have like a dashboard from a 57 Chevy, which is an all-steel dash. Whoa. And I have extra, you know, like steering wheels. And I've always wanted to build that into a bar or whatever. And now they reproduce everything for 57. So, again, when I saw that, it was like, ooh, I could do the bar front, do the similar. But I never do the kitchen. And I can assure you the boss would never let me do my kitchen like that.
Yeah, which was what
most people don't
go ahead, Robbie.
Have a big enough space for that.
Oh, yeah. It would fit in your kitchen, Robbie. It'd be perfect.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Where can people see this picture?
It's on Facebook, and it's also on Twitter. Just go to just look up Mighty House Home Improvement Show on Facebook, and then just look up Mighty House on Twitter, and scroll through the
It's only like the third or fourth one down.
Yeah,
that's not far in.
It's pretty cool. Well,
and the other thing that's funny is actually the wheels and tires that he bought for that Jeep display.
Yeah,
probably cost more than granite countertops.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's not like it was an economical decision to do that.
Oh, no. And then, you know, with the roll bar and everything that he's got on there to hold the – because one side of the Jeep is like the peninsula or the island. And then it wraps around to the standard part of the kitchen, which is the sink and the dishwasher and that stove is on that wall. So, and it wraps around, and it's just pretty much like an island, you know, peninsula kind of thing.
I think it looks awesome.
And I think the worst thing about the design is the rear portion of the roll cage that he brought down and mounted on the countertop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that has got to be so obstructive for trying to do anything.
Yes.
Yeah. You should have put that closer to the wall.
Well, I'd have just screwed it to the soffit. I mean, you get the point, but obviously you needed it there because otherwise the rear quarter was going to wiggle. But
right.
It is funny.
I hate it when my rear quarter wiggles.
I know, especially more than you want it to.
Yeah.
It happens when you get older. It just, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. True story. Who posted this one? Picture of the toilet with the kiss in the bottom.
I did. Isn't that hilarious?
What? I didn't see that.
No. I didn't see that either.
All I'm getting is reflection. Hold on. I'm getting
so it's a photograph of the toilet basin, and there is lipstick in the bottom of the bowl that looks like somebody kissed it.
No.
So she posted, oh, my, really makes you think. Yes.
What? Oh, okay.
Not good.
Someone was praying?
Or something.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I don't know who wants to get that close. I mean, I clean toilets really, really well.
Right.
Really, really clean. Scrubble. I still would not put my lips down there.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no, I don't think so. But that's something you could have at Crawford Supply. Have it on display there.
Yes.
Yikes.
You know, I'm sure they make like a rubber stamp.
That
you could just hit the rubber stamp on there.
Yeah. Carver potato.
Do you guys, I'm sure you sell the Kohler toilets, the ones where you just pass your hand over the top?
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
Do you know they're going to stop selling those down here?
Why?
Because the dew point's so high, you get condensation builds up on the bottom of the toilet lid, and they flush themselves all night long. We've had to pull out almost as many as we put in. And it's funny. It's just so they have these insulation kits for the battery, for the packs.
Yeah.
And they're not working. So, yeah, we have to pull them out. I mean, it's a great idea, but, yeah, you wouldn't think it would matter, but it does.
You guys are running AC and stuff down there, so is it still the condensation?
No air movement inside the tank. The tank's just getting cold, and the tank will actually meet dew point more than outside, and you've got plenty of moisture in the tank.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, it's just one of those weird things. We have to pull them out. But I like that toilet. I like that pass your hand over it. It's nice. Yeah. The touch enough.
What's for breakfast, Robbie?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. What's in your bowl?
Don't know what you're talking about, but I do have an email. So if you'd like to play the email song, we can go ahead with an email.
See how she deflected that?
Yeah. She's good at that.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
I think you do.
That's correct. I do not.
Let's see if we can find it here real quick. And
while you're finding it, I'm going to tell people that, you know what? It's early in the morning, but we are here to help you. And we have so many experts on the air with us and in studio with us. We have Ron Cowgill. We have Rich Cowgill. We have Sherry Schultz. And they can answer any of your questions from plumbing, Sherry, electrical, carpentry, if it leaks, if it drips, if it smells, you know, if it's doing things it shouldn't do.
Give us a call.
It smells.
847, if it arcs, 475-1590. Or you can email Robbie at mightyhouse.net, and we'll get that question on the air for you.
All right, you ready? I've got two here, so let me see which one this is. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Email.
We get email.
We get your email every day.
Here's your mail today.
See how she's behind?
Yeah. Makes me want to dance. Uh-huh. That's a good one. Uh-huh. I like that.
I know.
There you go.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We live in a small ranch. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I say good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you. Sherry, take it.
I don't want to take it.
Good morning. Good morning.
See, you're too high. I'm really low.
Good morning. Good morning. I say good morning. Good morning. We live in a small ranch with a full unfinished basement. We've installed new windows, but not yet insulated. Will the insulation help with the humidity, and what do you recommend? I heard on a prior show you mentioned painting the walls. Should we do both?
Oh, that ties right into the question we were talking about before, Rich.
It does.
It does.
So go ahead.
They've replaced windows, but they have not insulated yet.
Correct.
And will that help with the moisture? This is air seal. It depends where that moisture is coming from. If it's coming from the people living in the home,
no.
You know, then you have to vent outside. That goes back to the bath fan conversation and cooking. If it's coming up through a crawl space, something like that, that's a whole different animal. You have to dry in that crawl space. But it's actually going to make matters worse if they insulate and air seal and trap that moisture in.
So that makes a big difference on, you know, the air leakage thing. And that's what determines it more than you can stack all the insulation up you want. But if you haven't air sealed and sealed up all the cracks coming into the house, then that moisture is still going to come in from outside during the summer. It's going to escape during the winter. And so that migration of that moisture back and forth through the walls is going to be crazy. So you really want to air seal first and stop that so that you don't have to worry about that moving forward.
Right. And then the next thing is once you get the air sealing done, you should see an increase of condensation on your new windows.
Right.
And that is going to be because you've stopped that air movement, but the windows are doing their job. The windows are, you know, glass doesn't leak. It's kind of solid that way. But the condensation on there is not an indication of a bad window, which is what a lot of people believe. It's an indication of too much humidity in your house. So now what you need to do is, once you've air sealed, now go around and address, where's this humidity coming from? If it's from cooking, make sure your hood over your stove is also vented outside, because most of them are recirculators, which is useless. You know, that's just useless. And then go to your bath fans, make sure they're vented outside. And then again, make sure your concrete downstairs is sealed, crawl space is sealed. Once you address that moisture coming in, then you can start insulating. Because until then, insulation's a waste of money.
Right.
Because once it gets wet, it loses our value. Or damp, I should say.
So would they want to hire like a whole house tester? You know, somebody who comes in and does that blower fan test?
Do an energy audit?
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So we do an energy audit, and then you can find those leaks, seal them up, and then you can start doing the insulation.
Yeah. Right. I mean, energy auditors are great. I mean, and, you know, some home inspectors, the ones that are certified, I mean, like, that's when we talk about Will Decker, those guys know. I mean, he's got a degree in physics, you know what I mean? So it's not like he's guessing at something. So that makes a huge difference.
Right. And all the guys from Nachi are really trained and good. So if you call a Nachi inspector, you can just go to mightyhouse.net, click on the Mighty House team page, and you'll find a lot of great guys there. Jeff Merritt's another good one. So, you know, those guys know what they're doing. Call them out and have them get taken care
of. And do that before you do any major remodeling.
We'll be back. We'll be back with the tip of the week after this. You're listening to
Mighty House. This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. And you can find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, again, 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some great Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right, there we go. You know what? Now we should.
All right.
Who's talking to you there? Sherry? Was that you?
That wasn't me.
That wasn't your phone? Ding-a-ling-ding-ding?
No.
Oh, great. That was me typing.
I turned off all of my electronic devices.
I'm telling people on Facebook that we have a new station, a new phone number, a new time.
Really?
So tell Trixie not to listen for a second.
Okay.
Because I'm going to tell people just to call and say hi to Trixie.
Yeah, just do that.
Just to irritate her.
And then next hour, we're giving away pairs of tickets to the Old House, New House Home Show next month.
At Pheasant Run.
And we gave away a pair this hour. We're going to do again two pair next hour and the Arrow hour after that. So
that's
stay
a great
tuned.
Show.
Yes.
Nice.
Great home show to go to next month. So, and you can go out there and see Lou while you're there.
Right.
Come on. It is true.
It is true. Yeah.
So, all right. Let's see. We are.
They have other speakers, too.
Really?
Yeah. Pam Coslett from Vineyard Chic Kitchens.
Okay.
Talk about kitchen design.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
They got a lot of good stuff there.
Yeah, they do.
All right. You ready, Rich?
I am.
I am what I am.
I am what I am. I is what I is. And I is no more than I am.
Okay, Sparky.
All right.
You freaking nuts? What the hell are you thinking? You freaking nuts? Stop. For the love of God, stop.
I'm learning.
Man, this thing just gets longer and longer. It's awesome. So the tip of the week this week is to help you recognize terms and phrases that maybe should make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. So when you're interviewing or discussing an upcoming project with a contractor, and the person says something that just doesn't make you feel right, you might want to think twice about it. And what truly amazes me is that how many times people have this happen. You know, they got a person they're interviewing with, and they say something that you just, you know, like, are you licensed? And they're like, well, whatever. And like, that should be a red flag, right? Well, no, they just hire them anyway. And then when it all goes bad, they like act surprised or like they're a victim. So I got a little list of some things here, and then, you know, people can call in and also, you know, give up some that they've heard. But so if you don't feel comfortable standing near the contractor, I'd say just, you know, move along. There's no way it's going to turn out well. In other words, if you just, if something about that person, you know, you get that vibe, don't pursue it. Just, I don't think this is going to fit, and walk away. If you bring up legitimate concerns and the contractor's like, don't worry about it. We do that all the time. If they don't give you a logical or lucid explanation as to why it can be done or can't be done, I would pretty much run away. One of my favorites is when the guy pulls up and they have magnetic signs on the truck. I mean, I get it. Back in the day, that was the best sign you could get, but now you wrap vehicles, you letter vehicles, and so on. But in this day and age, I really hate magnetic signs because there's so many scammers. So it's like, you know, today I'm a plumber, tomorrow I'm a roofer.
Right.
I just keep changing the sign on the side of my truck.
Well, here's the problem, though. One of our guys took a company truck home, and we got a ticket because you're not allowed to park a commercial vehicle in a residential street overnight. Mm-hmm. We got a ticket. There's $60. If you had the magnetic sign, you get done at the end of the day, you pull your magnetic sign off, you throw it inside, you're not going to get a ticket. So that's the other side of that coin, but I understand exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
So,
well, and we sort of have that. I think there's a painter here on the island who has the same issue. His van, he has the magnetic signs, and I know the company, so at least I know they're legit.
Mm-hmm.
But just out of spite, he takes them off every night so he can park in his driveway.
Right.
But he puts them on his metal garage door.
Oh.
So they're not on his truck, but you can see them from the street.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's like, you know, this is your stupid rule. I mean, it's like you're not allowed to make a living.
Yes.
You know, I do hate that rule. That you can't park it on the street.
Right.
I mean, it's one thing, and if you're in a highfalutin, you know, nose up in the air neighborhood, but you know, for most people, it's not the case.
Yeah.
Like, you know, whatever. All right. So if you ask a contractor, you'd like to see some of their past work, and they show you a couple of pictures, and you sort of remember seeing them when you did a Google search for kitchens, you saw the same pictures. That might be a problem.
Big problem. Big
red flag.
Let's see. No license or registration. Now, that's kind of something like, you know, here in Florida, there's state licensing. Illinois, obviously, you don't have state licensing for most trades or general contractors. So that might be tough. And not even every town requires it. So I actually always had to explain that to people. At one point, I had licenses in 5 towns, registrations in 3. And you'd sit there and go, your town doesn't require anything.
Right. Right.
You know, so... Right. That's a hit or miss. But if you know you're in a state like Florida or whatever that requires state licensing, if they're not licensed, you're done right there.
Mm-hmm.
If the contractor just spent 15 minutes telling you how many basements they've finished, he may not be the best guy to do your kitchen. So what I, you know, hire someone with relevant experience. So if you can find somebody who specializes in kitchens and baths, have them do your bath. If you want your basement done, find somebody that specializes in basements. They each prevent a special challenge and should be handled by that expert.
Yep.
That's just my opinion.
Right, right.
If the contractor shows up late for the initial meeting, that's kind of a bad start.
Without calling?
If he doesn't show up at all and then calls you a day later or something and you accept his apology and reschedule,
mm-hmm.
You're an idiot.
Hey,
you're
sometimes
going, you know, this is how the guy treats your time. He blows you off, and yet you'll actually call it, you know, take his call and reschedule the appointment. I mean, short of a death in the family,
yeah,
no, that just means he has no respect for you or your time.
What if you left all the information at the office and your cell phone died? You don't have access to that information, but it's all at the office, and you're on the job site. You got to finish the job so that you can get to the, you know, finish that up and start the new job tomorrow. So you finish up the job, you run back to the office, you're late, you call them, and then ask to reschedule. Is that acceptable?
If you're calling to reschedule, I'm talking about you get blown off.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Had you not made that call.
Oh, no. I would be 2 hours late. I'm sorry. If I was assuming I would be late then.
Uh-huh. I'm just saying that I guess it goes back to, like, the fire department. Poor planning on your part does not constitute an emergency on mine.
Uh-huh.
So what I would have done is gone out to that job site carrying what I needed for that evening call
right.
In case I got tied up.
Right.
You know, so and your phone dying, that's just silly because
well, yeah.
Now see, that's the thing. You're on Builder Trend also.
Yes.
Access from anywhere in the world.
Yes.
Awesome.
I know. I understand
so,
that.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
He's just playing devil's advocate.
That's fine.
Which, by the way, so, go ahead. You got one more? Go ahead.
Oh, I got a few more. This one, I got a lot of good ones.
Okay.
So if the contractor's vehicle is dirty, their clothes are dirty, their clothes are wrinkled, the contractor may actually smell. You may not be being done with someone with really high standards. Now, that's not personal attack, but think about it. That may be how an indication of how they're going to treat your home. If their standards for themselves are low, mm-hmm. how do you think your house is going to turn out?
Well, yeah, but if – okay, never mind.
I know. You're thinking –
I know. If you were on a job site all day and you were all dirty, there's a difference. Between, that means you should have somebody doing sales. So, again, schedule properly. If they suggest you pull the permit, then that's a bad sign.
If the contractor does?
Why is that a bad sign, Rich?
If the contractor suggests that you pull your own permit, then that's a bad sign. Because it's your first line of defense that the city will require them to be licensed, bonded, insured, typically, and so on. If you don't do that, it's on you.
All right, that's good. Hey, we're going to be back with Mr. Floor right after this. You're listening to...
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.